a dramatic moment in a hearing room in Raleigh, North Carolina today.
Through the testimony I've listened to over the past 3 days, I believe a new election should be called. It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
That was Republican Mark Harris calling for a new election in the only unresolved race of the 2018 midterms. Shortly after, he said that state election officials voted to do over the entire contest in the state's 9th congressional district. NPR reporter Miles Parks was in that hearing room. He joins us now. And Miles, what more have you learned about what happened today?
Well, it was a pretty amazing scene, Audie. Basically, we got a resolution to something that we've been waiting for months. Today was the day where Mark Harris was set to take the stand in this hearing that's been going on all week. And we were going to hear about what he knew about this absentee ballot scheme that investigators have been laying out since Monday. Basically, the scheme was orchestrated by a political operative named McCray Dallas, who was hired by Harris. And a number of witnesses have testified that they were being paid by Dallas to collect ballots. Somebody even testified that they were filling in those ballots. Both of those things are illegal in North Carolina. So it became clearer and clearer over the past few days that these election results in the 9th District were tainted. And you heard Harris in that clip of tape right there. So at the end of the day, we had a bipartisan vote to a unanimous vote, 5-0, to hold a new election in the 9th Congressional District in North Carolina, which that unanimous vote, obviously pretty amazing considering how election security has become such a partisan issue.
For months, Mark Harris said that he did nothing wrong, right? And state Republicans kept arguing that the number of votes in dispute wouldn't have changed the outcome of the race. Why the sudden change of heart?
Right. So I think it really comes down to yesterday's testimony from John Harris, who's Mark Harris's son. He's an assistant U.S. attorney in North Carolina, and he gave a very emotional hours-long testimony where he laid out how he warned his father about McCray Dallas's absentee ballot scheme. Basically, he did some pretty intense data analysis on the 2016 election results in which Dallas was working, and he came to the conclusion that he thought Dallas was doing illegal tactics to get the results that he was getting. He told his father that, and his father did not heed his warnings, according to his testimony. That really cuts at the heart of what Mark Harris has been saying for months, that he knew nothing about McCray Dallas, that nobody had warned him, and that he was completely blindsided by these allegations.
Now that a new election has been called, what happens next?
That is still being determined at this point. North Carolina passed a law a few months ago that said new primary elections have to be held if a new general election is going to be held in a statewide race. So we're going to be having a new primary, and it's unclear at this point whether Mark Harris is going to run and whether he can win the support of state Republicans in a Republican primary for this seat. Obviously, this is a lot of baggage, regardless of whether he knew about what was going on there. If he didn't know, that's obviously not a great look as well in terms of somebody who his campaign was paying using tactics like this.
That's NPR's Miles Parks in Raleigh. Miles, thank you.
Thank you.